Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a challenge at work or school. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences, including challenges faced in work or academic settings. This topic is particularly common and important as it allows examiners to assess your ability to articulate complex situations, reflect on your problem-solving skills, and demonstrate your English proficiency in discussing real-life scenarios. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions related to work or study challenges. Here are some possible questions. Do you prefer working alone or in a team? How do you usually handle stress at work or school? What's the most challenging aspect of your job studies? Let's focus on the third question as an example. Examiner, what's the most challenging aspect of your job studies? Sample answer, band 6 to 7. I'd say the most challenging part of my studies is managing my time effectively. There are often many assignments due at once, and it can be stressful to balance everything. I try to use a planner to keep track of deadlines, but sometimes it's still overwhelming. Sample answer, band 8-9. The most challenging aspect of my studies is undoubtedly striking a balance between academic commitments and extracurricular activities. As a third-year university student, I'm often inundated with complex assignments and research projects, while simultaneously trying to maintain a leadership role in the student council. This juggling act requires meticulous time management and the ability to prioritize tasks effectively. I've found that utilizing productivity techniques like the Pomodoro method has been instrumental in helping me navigate these demands. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you faced a challenge at work or school. You should say what the challenge was, when and where it happened, how you dealt with it, and explain how you felt about this experience. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a challenge I faced during my final year of university. The challenge was completing a group project for my marketing class. It happened last semester, and we had to create a marketing campaign for a local business. The main problem was that one of our team members wasn't contributing much to the project. This made it difficult for the rest of us because we had to do extra work to cover for them. To deal with this, we decided to have a group meeting to discuss the issue. We talked to our teammate and tried to understand why they weren't participating. It turned out they were having some personal problems, so we rearranged the workload to help them out. In the end, we managed to finish the project on time and got a good grade. I felt relieved when it was over, but also proud that we had worked through the problem as a team. It taught me a lot about communication and problem solving in group situations. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount a particularly challenging situation I encountered during my tenure as a junior software developer at a tech startup. The challenge arose when our team was tasked with overhauling the company's primary application to improve its performance and user interface within an extremely tight deadline. This project was thrust upon us unexpectedly when our main competitor released a similar, more efficient product. The pressure was immense, as the company's market position hinged on our ability to deliver a superior product swiftly. To tackle this formidable challenge, I proposed implementing an agile development methodology, specifically Scrum, to enhance our efficiency. Despite initial skepticism from some team members, I persuaded them by highlighting the potential benefits. We broke down the project into manageable sprints, established clear communication channels, and leveraged each team member's strengths. The experience was simultaneously exhilarating and daunting. There were moments of sheer frustration when we encountered seemingly insurmountable technical obstacles. However, the sense of camaraderie that developed as we collaboratively problem-solved was incredibly rewarding. Ultimately, we not only met the deadline, but exceeded expectations by delivering a product that outperformed our competitors. This experience was transformative for me. It honed my technical skills, boosted my confidence in my ability to lead under pressure, and underscored the importance of adaptability in the fast-paced tech industry. The sense of accomplishment I felt upon completing this project was unparalleled in my career thus far. Possible follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to teamwork? What was the most important lesson you learned from this challenge? How have you applied what you learned to other situations? Part 3. Two-way discussion. Examiner. Do you think people face more challenges at work or in education? Sample answer 7. I think people probably face more challenges at work than in education. In a job, you have to deal with real-world problems and tight deadlines. There's often more pressure because your performance affects the company and your career. In school, while there are certainly challenges, you're in a more supportive environment where mistakes are part of the learning process. Sample answer, B9. This is a nuanced question that doesn't have a straightforward answer. Both work and education present their own unique set of challenges. In the professional sphere, individuals often grapple with high-stakes decisions, interpersonal dynamics in a diverse workforce, and the constant pressure to innovate and deliver results. The repercussions of failure can be more severe, potentially affecting one's career trajectory and financial stability. Conversely, education, particularly higher education, presents intellectual challenges that can be equally daunting. Students must navigate complex theoretical concepts, manage heavy workloads, and often balance their studies with part-time jobs or extracurricular activities. The pressure to excel academically and secure a promising future career can be immense. Ultimately, I believe the perception of challenge is highly subjective and depends on individual circumstances, personality traits, and coping mechanisms. What one person finds challenging, another might view as an exciting opportunity for growth. Therefore, rather than comparing the two, it might be more productive to focus on developing resilience and problem-solving skills that are transferable between educational and professional settings. How do you think technology has changed the challenges people face at work? Sample answer, band 6-7. Technology has definitely changed work challenges in many ways. On one hand, it has made some tasks easier and faster. We can communicate quickly and access information easily. But on the other hand, it has created new problems. People need to constantly learn new skills to keep up with changing technology. There's also the issue of information overload and the expectation to be available all the time because of smartphones and email. Sample answer. Technology has fundamentally transformed the landscape of workplace challenges in multifaceted ways. On the positive side, it has exponentially increased productivity and efficiency, enabling tasks that once took days to be completed in hours. The advent of cloud computing and collaborative platforms has facilitated remote work and global teamwork, breaking down geographical barriers. However, this technological revolution has also engendered a new set of challenges. The rapid pace of technological advancement necessitates continuous upskilling and adaptation, which can be stressful and time-consuming for employees. There's also the issue of digital overwhelm. The constant influx of emails, messages, and notifications can lead to decreased focus and increased stress levels. Moreover, technology has blurred the lines between work and personal life, creating expectations of 24/7 availability that can lead to burnout. Cybersecurity has become a critical concern, with companies and employees alike needing to be vigilant about data protection. Perhaps most profoundly, technology is reshaping entire industries, leading to job displacement in some sectors while creating new roles in others. This shift requires workers to be incredibly adaptable and forward-thinking in their career planning. In essence, while technology has solved many traditional workplace challenges, it has simultaneously introduced new, complex issues that require a different set of skills to navigate. The key lies in harnessing technology's benefits while mitigating its potential negative impacts through mindful use and robust organizational policies. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To grapple with, grapple with, phrasal verb. To struggle with or work hard to deal with a difficult problem. Example. Many students grapple with the challenge of balancing study and part-time work. Formidable, fall, adjective, difficult to deal with or overcome. Example, starting a new business in a competitive market is a formidable challenge. To navigate, gate verb, to find a way through a difficult situation. Example, she skillfully navigated the complex office politics to secure her promotion. Resilience, nouns, the ability to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, developing resilience is crucial for overcoming workplace challenges. To leverage, to use something to maximum advantage. Example, we leveraged our team's diverse skills to complete the project ahead of schedule. Adaptability, dapbil, noun, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, in today's fast-paced work environment, adaptability is a key skill for success. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing challenges, use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples and personal experiences to support your points. Show your ability to analyze situations by discussing both causes and effects of challenges. Practice speaking about various topics to improve fluency and confidence. Listen carefully to the examiner's questions and address all parts in your response. Use appropriate linking words to connect your ideas coherently. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, clarity, and the ability to express complex ideas fluently are all crucial factors in achieving a high score. For more tips on IELTS speaking preparation, you might find it helpful to read about describing a time when you learned a valuable lesson, or describing a person who has encouraged you to pursue your goals. These topics can provide additional context and vocabulary for discussing personal growth and challenges.